God, we need you so much. We need to understand our calling and our purposes in life. We need to understand how you for us. We just pray today that we understand and hear your voice and get the direction that we need in our lives that we might do the greater works. You're so wonderful. Thank you for saving us. You're a good God. May your goodness, your glory, and your grace invade this place. May your goodness, your glory, and your grace invade this place. May your goodness, your glory, and your grace invade this place. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I'm trying to do as best I can with time, you know. I know we stay pretty long, but I'm trying to, this transition is so strong. I'm trying to do the best I can. You have mercy on me with the time. You know, we sing, the praise is so wonderful. And we get the praise and get the praise of God, and we get the sense of God present. We just at this moment, just going on in overtime, I guess, you know. I try not to preach too long, but I try to preach not to preach too short. If you got something to say, you know. And so you just help me this morning. You just help me. I need help. Yeah. I receive, young lady. Need help. I'm being transitioned. After all these years, I'm being transitioned. I like it, but it's a lot of things you have to undo. You know, like what I was talking to you about, you know, we're always beating ourselves down so God can increase. God said, no, I come to lift you up. If you don't watch it, Satan will use scripture on you and have you doing things that you need not do. And I guess we'll come up on a good many of them in the days to come, the way the Lord working this thing. Let's again look at 1 John 3. I think it says so well. The backdrop, listen to me now, you got to follow me now. The backdrop, 1 John, but the backdrop is John 1:12. But as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God. That's John 1:12. All right, then Romans 8:14 is another backdrop, because you got to have the combination. As many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Sonship is insignificant if it's not led by the Spirit. So you got John 1:12 and you got Romans 8:14, and I think this is a powerful verse here in 1 John 3, verses 1 and 2. And they said, whatever Jesus did and however he did it, we can do it the same way. Whatever Jesus did, however he did it, we can do it the same way. Got that? Uh-huh. So, but you have to know that your son, but your sonship is invalidated if you're not led by the Spirit. You heard that? See, you're born again, you're a child of God. You got rights to spiritual abilities, but they're invalidated if you don't learn how, that's it, learn how to yield to the godness that is in you. Now, this dual existence here you got, that's where the problem comes in, this dual existence. You're the son of man and you're the son of God. Now, I want to reemphasize something and go a little deeper into it as the Spirit of God takes me. Everything Jesus did when he was on earth, he did it as the Son of Man. What's the secret? He was, and then when they pressured him, he told them, I'm the Son of God. Heaven belonged to God. earth belong to man. If a man don't move down here, nothing can happen. In other words, God placed himself in a position he can't move on earth without man. Watch this now. Watch this statement. Earth, dominion, and authority was taken from a man, and a man has to take it back. And that's our assignment as children of God, but you got to know what you're doing. You have to know what you're doing. You have to know what you're working with. Now watch this next statement. And where you have to be working from. Write that down. What you're working with and where you have to be working from. Now, writing that statement there is multitudes of special miracles. It's handkerchiefs being sent from you to your loved one in California, in Chicago, and they get healed because you sent them a handkerchief. Because you understand what you're working with. You understand your assignment on earth. Now, I don't have no better way to say this. It was to take Jesus' place. Now, see, some of y'all, you flipped out. You flipped out. No. You're not Jesus. But you're the representative that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost is planning on using to invade planet Earth. With God's goodness, with God's glory, and with God's grace. In the meantime, you will be well taken care of. Wasn't Jesus well taken care of? Yeah, because he knew who he was. He knew who he represented. So now we're reading 1 John 3. John, in the epistle, John now, who wrote John's gospel, get a little further in talking about the sons of God. Said 1 John 3, said, behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Now, stop trying to be accepted on worldly scale. May I say that again?
Yes, sir.
They are not going to accept you. You're foreign to them. You're trying to break their gig. You're messing with their natural life. Man, let's say it like it is. You're messing with their sin. So they don't want you around them. I don't care if your last name is the same last name of theirs. They don't want you because you're acting. You are alien.
Yeah. That's right.
And see, so what happened is we try to get accepted by everybody. Everybody not going to accept you unless you get them saved. For them to accept you, they got to become like you. Y'all got two different daddies. Y'all live in two different worlds. So what even if some of your family members don't like you? They can't accept you because they live in another world. Even a religious world can't accept a revelation world. So as they didn't know Jesus, they won't know you. Now everybody go to church don't know the Lord. Everybody take communion, don't know the Lord. So it'll trick you because they're going to church that don't accept you. Huh? You know Satan go to church, you know. Oh, he yet in the morning. Just hope he's not eating you. Get on out of here, devil. Now, notice, therefore the world knows us not because it knew him not. All right, the second verse now, in 1 John 3. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And that's just by revelation. Now, let me say a few things to introduce you to what the Lord wants to say to us in these few moments about sonship this morning. And we're going to deal with the Son of Man and the Son of God again, but from a different, and I believe a higher perspective. Because what made Jesus' life so vivid, what made it so outstanding, is that what he was doing, he's doing it as the Son of Man.
Right.
And what it did, it shook the world up, because all they saw was a man.
Right.
They couldn't see the God because the God was on the inside of it. So when your outside act ugly, just recognize, because they stunned it, just recognize that your outside will act ugly sometimes. Bring it back under control by bringing it back to the authority of the inside. Okay? You understand that? Now, if I tell you what I'm going to talk about, I've told you too much. So I'm not going to tell you. I'll tell you in a few minutes. Now, I want you to get these first points. These opening statements is so important. The most extensive training in sonship will be spoken to you today. Extensive training that we're behind on it, so it has to be. I have to be real rigid and real extensive in preparing you for to operate in sonship properly. You know, look at 1 Peter 1:21. It talks about holy men spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Holy man spake. That's how the Bible comes. Spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So any moving in the Bible, or from the Bible, or by the Bible, has to be by the Holy Ghost. Yes, 1 Peter, put it in note, 1 Peter 1:21. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. How many of y'all see that? Is that the right voice? Not the right voice? It's not 1 Peter? What I say, 1 Peter 1:21? Huh? 2 Peter 1:21. Come on, turn that now, since the devil tried that. Read it out loud. So now, just for instance, if I speak as a holy man, moved by the Holy Ghost, you're going to have to hear by the Holy Ghost. Are you following me? And see, the natural orientation have messed the church up. Emotionalism and a jig have messed the church up from being as powerful as she should be. All right? Now, this morning, the Holy Spirit wants to reveal the most expensive thing in your life. I'll tell you when we get to it. There's a very expensive item in the Spirit that you have to have in your life to operate as a son of man from your standpoint of being a son of God. In other words, God chose the foolish things of the world to confine the wise. In other words, he's looking for a man. He's looking for a woman he can use. Not perfected, not flawless, but surrendered. God, dog, boy, I'm preaching better than y'all listening. Surrender, you see, yield. God, surrender, the word surrender. Yield, that's the two words. Surrender, yield. That's so important for you to operate in the supernatural. Surrender, yield. Say surrender.
Surrender.
Yield.
Yield.
Yeah, even when you don't want to. Okay. Now, what I'm teaching you is you winning all the time. No matter how it looks. You just surrender to the Spirit of God, surrender to the will of God, and know the difference between the will of God and the will of the devil. All right? Within the context of what the Lord wants to show this morning, there is extravagant living that cannot be bought anywhere else. Just keep stick with me now. Extravagant living, operating as the Son of Man, functioning from the power of the Son of God, is extravagant living. See, miracles are extravagant. The supernatural is extravagant. It's expensive. It's more. It works more than everything else. Are you listening? I said, are you listening? All right. Once you really experience this revelation of being the sons of God and know how to operate in it, your life will take on a dominion of growth and maturity. Your life will take on, oh my goodness. Once you really experience this revelation, your life will take on a dominion of growth and maturity. Anybody want some of that? Dominion of growth. You see your authority. Taking your authority back. See, let me make that statement again. You always have more in your account than you possess. And you possess by maturity. You rule well by how well you rule. I got that. The apostle told me that, you see. But there's always more with God. There's always more. All right? Now, let me hurry so I'm going to get, because I got a scripture I got to get you to. Listen to this very carefully now. You must exercise your authority and dominion through words from the king's mouth. God, y'all robbing me. I'm going to go over here and talk to these. You must exercise your authority and dominion through words from the king's mouth. Now, you know who the king is, right? King Jesus. Say King Jesus. That's the way but you got to have words from his mouth. You can't just be saying what you want to say. Matter of fact, you can't just be quoting the Bible. Uh-huh. See, Satan knows when you're quoting the Bible and when you speak, the difference when you're quoting the Bible and speaking the Bible. Now, this word explosion that you will have will magnify Jesus, glorify God, and stop Satan at every time. As a son of God, you got to be able to magnify Jesus, you got to be able to glorify God, and you have to know how to stop Satan. I mean, that's the problem we've been having. You can't stop Satan. We quote scripture to him and he quoted back to us. Quoted scripture is not the sword of the spirit. And it does not cut Satan just reading the Bible to Satan. No, that thing out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh the sword of the spirit. So if it's not in your heart, you can say it all you want. Satan, God ain't paying no attention to it. Satan ain't paying no attention to it. Jesus can't do nothing with it. The Holy Ghost can't do nothing with it. And you can't do nothing with it. Because it become a formula instead of a revelation. And then I'll give you this and then we'll start. Get ready to experience days of heaven on earth. How many of y'all ready for that? How many of y'all ready? Come on, talk to me. Get ready to experience of days of heaven on earth. Because once some of the things that we're going to talk about this morning are going to shift you. No, I'm not talking about, I'm going to talk like my wife talking now. I'm not talking about last Sunday's message. I'm not talking about next Sunday's message. You're going to be shift today. You ready for that?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Turn with me in the scriptures, and I'll give you what we're talking about. Sons of God liveth by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, two passages, Matthew 4, Deuteronomy 8. Matthew 4, Deuteronomy 8. Two different times. One time Jesus was being tempted. He pulled out the sword of the Spirit. And another time, the Father God was training people how to live like him. One time, Jesus whooped the devil with it. Another time, Father God was training people how to live in the same zone. No, y'all didn't get excited. Y'all know what it means to live in the same zone of God? I had four men I was training yesterday, and I was telling them about some zones, some places they can go. Revealing some things to them yesterday. Now, Matthew 4:4, as it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Underline that word proceeded. I'll give you another illustration that you understand this. In Isaiah 6, it says, his train filled the temple. Huh? What it means is he kept on coming. Do you know what happened if God keep on coming? Huh? So in Isaiah 6, you read it sometime. Isaiah had the vision and it says, train filled the temple. And train, that word, when he said train filled the temple, mean that his presence kept on coming. That word proceeded mean that his word must keep on coming. It must get to the point where his word covers everything you do in life. And in the preceded word, there's always a lot of spirit. There's always a lot of life coming out from another world to take dominion in this world. Miracles are normal in the spirit world. Signs and wonders are normal. People being healed is normal. He sent his word to heal him. There's healing in the word. But not the red word, not the memorized word. It's the word that you have a revelation of. The things, watch this now, watch this. The things you're going through is the Father permitting pressure on you to know how to live by the word. That's what Deuteronomy 8. Look at Deuteronomy 8. Look at Deuteronomy 8. Look at Deuteronomy 8. Look at Deuteronomy 8. I'm not just talking. Look at Deuteronomy 8. The Holy Ghost talking. Look at Deuteronomy 8. You have to be trained to trust nothing but the word of God. Don't trust your insurance, man. Don't trust your job. Don't trust nobody else. You must be trained. The only person I trust is God. You can't have what I have for you, or you can't do what I assign you to do unless you learn to fully trust in me. When you learn to trust in God, This way we're talking about it. You can do Deuteronomy 8, right? When you learn to trust in God this way, every day not going to be a fun day. Some days are fight days. It's all right to have a good fight if you know you're going to win. Your fights make you strong. Your fight make you trust in the Lord with all your heart. Stop leaning on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Let him direct your path. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on it. Trust in the Lord Jehovah. In him is everlasting strength. Fear not, I'm with you. Every now and then it's good to have a good fight. You don't know what you're packing if you don't have a good fight. You don't know if your karate work if you don't have a good opponent. Satan knows who you are. It's time for you to know who you are. Dual combination here. Bread and breath. Bread and breath. The word of God is your breath. The word of God is your bread. The Holy Ghost must be your breath. Remember, you got this dual power always working for you. Bread, which is the word of God. And the breath of which the Holy Ghost breathing on you. Supernatural abilities that cannot be denied by nobody in this world, not even Satan himself. Lord said, take it further. I said, all right, Lord, I'll take it further right now. He says, bread, breath, and blood. The blood put the vitamin in the bread. You will never lose another battle all the days of your life. I said you will never lose another battle. What scripture I have here now? Yeah, I need to read that because I got another revelation just come. But Deuteronomy 8. Everybody retire from losing this morning. Retire from it. Give it a divorce. A divorce losing. Know who you are. You have overcome them, little children. Because what? Stop just quoting that. Great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. That's a rap, man. That's a rap. That's a rap. Great is he that what?
In me.
Great is he that's where?
In me.
In. Not out. In. Him that's in, you've got to know how to let him out. When you try to do without what only in can do, that's when you're defeated. So what, you having a fight? So what? Some things not going out right. So what? Eat a piece of bread. Don't be afraid. Eat a piece of bread. You know what I'm saying. Uh-huh. Now what? You know why God give us the example of bringing the children of Israel through the wilderness? So we'll know how to live in this wilderness. This world not your home. But you're here to take it over. And you can't take it over by being a social church. All right, Lord, I heard it. God said he does not serve fast food. You got to take time for him to cook it. Some of these fast food churches, you know, you get to memorize a lot of scripture, saying a lot of things, making chant. No, you need to bury yourself in this word. My son, attend to my word, incline thy ear to my, so you can get saturated with God himself. That's why people hop from church to church. They want fast food. They don't want no discipline. They want a new car, new motorcycle, new house. They in a hurry with no commission. Look, here's a setup right here. Here's a setup. I'm reading this in Deuteronomy. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. In other words, there's a physical side and there's a spiritual side. Take bread for both sides. Didn't say you couldn't have no bread. But he said you can't live on that alone. Huh? And the word of God, Jesus revealed to us, he's the bread of life. He's the what? Living bread. All right, that's spiritual, you see. But watch this. Let me read this. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. And the commandment, first one, which I command thee this day, shall you observe to do that you may what? And what? And what? What? Live, multiply, and possess. Underline those words. Live. Are you living? Are you multiplying? Are you possessing? That's what you're here for. I'm going to say something. I know some of y'all are going to fall off your chair. The more you permit God to bless you, the more people will listen to you. Your life's supposed to be an attraction before you say anything. The Bible said when they see all the goodness and all the prosperity I've placed on your life. Listen, my wife and I, we go to the RV place. They just come and magnetize them. Especially to get a drink a little bit. They're coming in and say, because they see somebody outdoing them in their own world. An alien have showed up. Now, church folk won't ask you what you're doing, but heathen will ask you what you're doing. Going to have church in me after a while. In other words, you're going to have to live as the son of God, but being a son of man. Man got to take this over. But you have a revelation. You see, there's inside living and outside living. Inside, you're the son of God. Outside, you're the son of man. You got to put the son of God on the son of man. Where the son of man become the son of God. But the world still see the son of man. But the son of God is moving. Because somebody just got out of a wheelchair. All they see is a man. Man taking back over. But it's a God on the inside of the man. Don't try to handle it with outside scripture. This bread must go in your digestive system on the inside. Let me say it again, because God wants his children to hear this. It's all right to have a good fight. You're not the only one going through that. The devil's trying to lie to you. He said, God don't love you. You're the only one going through this. Your prayers ain't working. Yeah, it might be because your prayers are working. It might be because you're rising up too much and you're about to break into another realm. What? You're about to go into another dimension of dominion, and Satan knows it. And he's trying to stop you before you get there. So through praise and worship, you go to another level on it. If y'all want to leave Satan, start praising. If y'all want to leave Satan, start worshiping God. And he can't go there. Now he can read the Bible. I'm tempted to tell you, you will never lose another battle. Why? Because the battle is not over until you win. And the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. And the Lord is not planning on losing anything. Matter of fact, a good fighter like a good fight. You put somebody in the ring with him, you know. You put somebody in the ring with Floyd and they can't. Oh, man, I ain't got time for this. He can't even move. Cassie Clay called him out in round four, you go. Now, that's a parallel there. You're fighting right in the spirit, you can call around, partner. If Clay physically could fly like a butterfly and stink, all right, Lord. I learned from an apostle something yesterday in reading behind an apostle. And I never played tennis. I mean, I bat the ball. And I don't think I ever swung a golf club in my life, but Bob has. Probably some other guys in here. Listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. This was such a revelation to me. In a swing, you got your back swing. Point of contact and follow through. If the backswing is right and the point of contact is right, you can predict the follow through. They prophesied in the backswing that a Messiah was coming. He came. At the point of contact, when you accepted him as your personal Savior, all you got to do now is watch it. The follow through is that you win every time. You can't just be swinging. You got to get the backswing right. So you can make the point of contact right. Then the follow through gonna be right. and the ball will go where you want it to go. The thing is, where do you want to go? This Sunday morning, where do you want to go from here? You've been inquiring with the wrong people. Go in here. It'll take you where you want to go. Somebody shout out loud up in here. Backswing. Point of contact. Follow through. Always check with them three when you're dealing with something. Do I believe what God said in the Old Testament? Do I believe he's wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity, the chastisement of my peace upon him, and with his stripes? Do I believe that backswing? Do I believe I'm living in better days than Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Job? They want to see this day. I see it. They couldn't change nature, but I've changed nature. Uh-huh. So he says, and all the commandments which I commanded this day shall you observe to do, that you may live, multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your father. I'm not going to possess it for you. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee 40 years in the wilderness. How many of y'all been dealing with something for a long time? To humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart. Whether thou would keep his commandment or no. That's the only thing that holding you back. That's the only thing holding you back from your palace. Whatever you want in life. He just want to know, if you get it, will you keep my commandment? Now you holler, yeah, yeah, Lord. No, you got to have something in you. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger. Look. God let you go through a few things. And fed thee with fed thee with manna. You got to eat some of this manna. See, we get too busy trying to help God. Eat the manna. Or we get too busy, I got to cut you. You get too busy telling other people what you don't have, your problem. Don't tell people what you don't have. I never did tell them what I don't have. You thought I was the richest man in the world. I was broken the commandment Moses dropped. And somebody else throwed a piece at it. But I never told you. I don't tell you because God got to rise you up. Let God, what? Fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy father. You got to eat some of that manna. That's why the area you don't have all you need, because you never eat that manna. You're still going to be depending on man to bring you through. And man is a dog. He'll let you down. He'll help you one time. He'll help you two times. The third round, no more. I got a clue, man. Look. Look at the person next to you and say, have you ever tasted the manna? The manna not going to come unless you're going through something. When you, God, dog, have you ever tasted the manna? You were going through something and looked like you couldn't get in the meat, but something showed up. That's the manna. That's the manna. The manna preparing you for the overflow. But before you go to the overflow, you got to eat some of the manna. Everything can't be working out. Things that look like it's not going, and you don't know how you made it. When you're going through those droughts and look like things not working out, just tell yourself you're eating manna now. I was trying to tell them, boy, see, I had manna. I've been eating manna. A lot of times, Carol and I didn't know how we were going to make it. But we never discussed it. Because if we'd have discussed it, It became humanized and demonized. Some of y'all are eating manna right now. You're eating manna and you're complaining. Eat the doggone manna. Tell the person next to you, eat the doggone manna. Tell them. No, I say eat the doggone manna. Watch what the Lord about to say. You in your miracle and don't know it. You're being tested for bigger miracles. I'm getting ready to use you like I never used you before. Why you think Satan attacked? He'll attack when he know you're about to break out. You're about to be used by God like never before. He'll attack you, trying to set you back, but it's a setup. Hold my mule. Let me shout right here. Somebody hold my mule. You got to pass the test of verse 3. I got many more points I got to give you. But verse 3, you got to pass the test. To a hunger didn't suffer thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy father know, that he might make thee know. That he might make thee know. You got to know that. Make thee know. That, see, if you come through and don't ever have nothing to go through, you're not going to know. The brick man called Carolyn, was building a house. I wasn't home. The brick man called him. The man that stole some of the money on the house, we ain't had enough money for nobody to be stealing nothing. The brick man called Carolyn and sack out, and Carolyn told me. Me and the brick man had to talk. I went to the brick man, oh, hey, don't you ever call my house, talk to my wife. I'm the man of my house. You ever talk to my wife that again, something else got to happen. And I ain't bringing my Bible. And I said, we didn't get no brick from you no way. That contractor got the brick from you. It happened to be on our house. But you, it's between you and him. But you don't sack my wife out. Sometimes you got to get people straight, you know. I don't know what my illustration was there. I was trying to tell you something. But what I was talking about before I went there? I don't know. What I was talking about? Huh? What I was talking about before I went there? Something. Well, I guess we had to listen at the tape. I don't know. I was talking about something that, huh? Make me know. That don't. So about every word preached over Christ. Sit down and write a few minutes, then we're going to close. All right, Lord. All right. I got some notes here, but I think it's something to show you to better understand what the Spirit of God is trying to say. Turn to the 17th chapter of Matthew. And the third chapter of Matthew, you see the baptism and the transfiguration. God showed up at Jesus' baptism. Heaven opened. The voice spoke. You need all this, you see. And he said something. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. He said it both times. He said that it's baptism and it's transfiguration. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Voice. You got to hear the voice of God. Huh? You got to be able to hear the voice of God. See, some of you people, now, oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord Jesus. Couldn't you tell me something else? How can I say this? My goodness. I'll say it. It'll save a lot of your life. I'm going to say it after a while, but it's going to save a lot of your life. Many people have lost their life. Oh my goodness. Matthew 17, first verse. After 6 days, Jesus taking Peter, James, John, his brother, and bringing them up into a high mountain, apart. Everybody can't see this. And it was what? Before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light, right? And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then he answered Peter and said to Jesus, Lord, it's good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee and one for Moses and one for Elias. Peter did say something. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud was said, this is my beloved son. See that? And whom I'm well pleased, hear ye him. Now my point is, in this transfiguration, the real Jesus came out. And the revelation of how he did everything was made manifest. He did it from the inside. Your sonship is on the inside. But when the Son of God on the inside stand up, the Son of Man shine. Well, I do. I say when the Son of God stand up on the inside, the Son of Man shine. God wants you to shine as a man. Therefore, you would get other people's attention, for they know that something extraordinary happening through you. You got it. Tell a point next time. You got it. You're a child of God. You got it. You just got to know how to use it. Tell them. You're a child of God. You got this. You just got to know how to use it. Yield to the inner man. And you'll transfigure every situation. Got 2 words that I got to slap on you. And you better learn this lesson. You better learn this lesson. You better learn this lesson. The outside reacts. The inside responds. When you respond, you are operating as the Son of God, because you know nothing can take you down, nothing can take you out, because you're working from a realm of the supernatural. But when something attacks you, most of us react. From the outside, Satan know he got you there. Sometimes Satan needs to swing at you and you don't say nothing. Just look at him. You're swinging in the wind. You know you can't come here. If this was possible, I know it's not possible, but if it was possible. If you want to scare the hell out of Satan, I know it's not possible because, you know, but when he tries something, salute God. That'll really shake him up. Because he know you know. I said he know you know. But before he know you know. You got to know. You know. My. My, my. In John 15:7, I want to make a statement from John 15:7. John Gospel, chapter 15, verse 7. I mean, Matthew 4:4 and John 15:7 is a bold combination. You ready? Look at the divine potential of life when the word keep on coming. Look at the divine potential of life when the word keep on coming. Jesus said, if you abide in me, see, I got to be a word keep coming. And my word abide in you. Jesus said, ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Just keep the word coming. The word just keep on coming. It keep coming. You never have a slack moment in the word because you abide in the word. Colossians 3:16 said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. That's a divine potential when the word keep on coming. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, make a demand upon your account that has in it everything. When you were born in the family of God, a deposit was made. I know this is going to hurt you. This is going to hurt you, but I'm going to tell you. A deposit. Everything you need, everything you desire, everything you dream, everything you design to be was put in your account. And God himself can't get it out, can't give it to you unless you know how to cooperate. See, a person being blessed, they done got into their account. Now you all shook up, talking about what? You just not in your account. Now I'm closing. God want you to disturb your neighborhood as a woman of God, a man of God. He wants them to see you in the natural, but know you in the spirit. I'm going to do it through a man. James Brown wasn't lying. He might not know the revelation. This is a man world. God have put this. Listen. Why some of us can't get to the next level? Shoot. Why can't I get to the next level? I've been trying to get. Why? Hit yourself out of the head like Montreal. Do that. Why I can't get to the next level? Why I can't get to the next level? You keep failing the test on the level where you are. Let me give you insight on this. Adam and Eve was in the garden. The Lord seemed to come in the evening to talk with them, to give them instruction. All right? And that's how they was running things. But Adam and Eve wasn't just assigned to the garden, but they failed a garden test. God was giving the whole world to Adam and Eve, but he can't give you everything at once because the beast's going to come. You got to be prepared to handle the beast when you spread water because you're getting out in more territory. So if you learn how to handle this part, when you get over here, you know how to handle that part. I had people getting mad because I wouldn't give them some of my money. I ain't giving none. The Lord ain't told me to give them. It's the Lord's money. So they got entirely mad with me. Little boy jumped out the car and said, Mama said, three now house note behind. I said, jump back in the car and tell her, go find it. I ain't your daddy. Lord ain't told me nothing. People get upset. I ain't going to these dead churches no more. I ain't going to let these preachers preach at me. I ain't going to set up there and they're going to cut me and just cut me and cut on me and get mad and they can't even preach because I'm there. So I ain't going no more. I'm going to send you flowers. I'm going to call and talk with you. I'm going to pray with you. But I ain't coming. I ain't going to hear no priest. I don't need to hear. I won't hear him no more. And I ain't going to hear these slew-foot preachers preaching at me, you know. Man said, how you know you're talking about him? He said, how many men got a Rolls Royce in Gonzales? You members get strong. Know how to make it without me at them crazy funerals. You're supposed to be, I was ignorant like that. You're supposed to be confident in the family. You're preaching at somebody sitting right there. I don't know how I got over there. But my members handled it good. My members, I don't have one member got angry, you know. I try to work with them as much as I can, but I just can't go that far. Lord, I've been killed many times. And none of them come here. Why would y'all want me to go there? And none of them come here. They don't want to come hear me preach. I don't want to hear them. I added some years on my life, boy. I added some years on my life. Some of y'all just stuck on yourself. You don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, I've been preaching to you. You don't love me. There's something wrong with you. I'm trying to tell you how I can last a little longer. I just have to preach some of this to you next week. And I probably won't ever get back to it. Barbara, type it and put it on the file. Let me just say this to you. I want to protect you with this one statement. Never get caught up on the popular word. You need words of power. Fads come through and they get caught on a word that is popular. Everybody running behind it, but it really not from God. Can I give you one or two more? My hour. All of the purposes and privileges of God is wrapped in his word. And Joshua 1:8, I'm not going to even read it. All the purposes and privileges of God is wrapped up in his word. Lord, have mercy.